back down here in the field, Coach Brummer, after the contest. Coach, some good fight from your team here tonight. I think there's a lot of positives to take away. Certainly the special teams arena was something that hindered you all night long. Short fields for them, short fields or long fields for you a couple of times, and that really made the difference.
It's still part of the game. We got to shore that kind of stuff up. We need to spend more time on it, obviously, in practice and see some kids get some more opportunities and some more chances in the aspects of special team. That way they can earn a spot there on O&D. But, that's definitely a third of the game that we kind of were lacking.
You had an opportunity there in the second half when you got down to the one, didn't punch in and get any points at that spot, and that was just kind of a tough backbreaker there.
Yeah, that was my fault there. Should have just lined it up foot to foot, wedged it. Punched the ball in, might have turned the tides a little bit. Thought we had kind of a wildcat formation that we got in, kind of a high snap. Gets the fumbled snap, throws off the timing there. Thought we could, just get our guys going. But, kind of a costly play there. Should have just got up in pro and ran the ball down the middle. But, you live and you learn, and, that's how we got to adjust from.
Well, and the guys still come back and make a big play at the end of the game. You get another big throw there to Colton Rasmussen. He had two long, great touchdown catches here in the game, and kind of showing what he can do for you.
Yeah, Colton's a difference maker out there. Well, we knew he was going to be pretty good ahead of time. He gives us fits in practice all the time, so, we hope that he was going to give the other team fits too. But, Colton had a good game, right? Caden was really well, good throwing the ball. Colton had our big plays, but we were spreading the ball around pretty good. JP had a couple of good catches for us. Carter Pellett was in there, Easton O'Brien. So overall, the kids played well as a whole receiving group. Ran the ball at times well, at other times not. That Dante looked really good back there. Hopefully if we're in a closer games, we can definitely be more balanced, more even when it comes to our pass to run game there.
What are some of the biggest things you want to work on going in next week against Camper?
Being on the same page. A couple times on offense, a couple times on defense, the kids were not necessarily over-communicating, but kind of thinking too much when they know what they're doing. But then someone tries to correct somebody else for not doing their job when they were fine in the first place. So kind of over-communicating on defense and more just playing fundamentally sound, good defense.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's fine.
All right, that was Joe Brummer after the contest here tonight, and appreciate his time here talking about his